Welcome to Scripture Studies, a program of Bible study brought to you by the Central Church of Christ. And now, Ben Bailey.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever's led astray by it is not wise. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1. Welcome to our study of the truth about alcohol. The usage of alcohol, especially among Christians, has become a confusing topic to many. Some wonder, is alcohol something that a Christian should use? Is it something that a Christian should partake of? Others adamantly oppose it because of the evil that is associated with it. Today we're going to be asking the question, what does God say about the use of alcohol? Should a Christian use things like these in his everyday life? Should he ever use it? Friends, this is an important topic because it is a biblical topic. Any topic from which God's Word discusses is naturally an important topic. Christians are told in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And so we're going to be looking to the Bible to look for proof as to whether a Christian should or should not use alcohol. Friends, we need to understand that this is a moral and an ethical topic. There are a lot of moral problems and ethical problems that are related to alcohol and its usage. And there is lots of confusion in the world over such a topic. And so what do we understand to be the problem related to alcohol? This topic is very relevant because alcohol is a dangerous substance. 3 out of every 10 homes, did you know that 3 out of every 10 homes are affected in some way by alcohol? Every 10 homes has 3 who are hurt in some way by an alcohol problem. There are over 100 million Americans who have an alcohol-related problem. 100 million who have an alcohol problem. Out of a survey done by the Gallup poll, 64% of the populace says they have at one time drunk or still do drink alcohol today. And so it is a very serious problem by which many people have been brought under the power of the devil. Now, sometimes people will condone the use of alcohol by saying, well, Jesus made the water into wine. Friends, let's consider this for a moment. Did Jesus make wine at the wedding in Cana of Galilee? Is that really what Jesus did? Did He make alcohol so that they could consume that and get drunk? In John chapter 2, we know that they filled the large pots with water. Mary, the mother of Jesus, told the servants, whatever He says to you, do it. They turned the water into wine. There were about 4 pots, about 30 gallons apiece. And so if that be the case, Jesus made somewhere around 120 gallons of wine. Now, there are several things to consider. First of all, the guest usually gave out the best wine, that which tasted the best, at the first. The master of the wedding said, you saved the best for last. This was better than the rest. And quality was based not on alcohol content then, but upon its freshness, the ability to keep it fresh from being on the vine. And so that suggests to us that this was not alcoholic. But friends, there's a passage in the Old Testament which clearly teaches that Jesus did not make, when the principles are all applied, teaches that Jesus did not make alcoholic wine. I want to turn your attention to Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 15. Notice what this passage says in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 15. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbor, pressing him to your bottle, even to make him drunk, that you may look on his nakedness. This passage condemns the usage of alcohol, one person giving it to another so he can become drunk. Now, friends, let's relate this to John chapter 2. If Jesus is the perfect, sinless Son of God, and He is, according to Scripture, Hebrews 4 and verse 15, then Jesus did not make 120 gallons of alcoholic substance to give to people who had already drunk well. That would be a direct violation of Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 15. So this in and of itself ought to declare to us that Jesus did not condone, nor did He make alcoholic wine. You see, the key is to understanding the word for wine, the Greek word oinos. It can mean either fresh juice that's just been squeezed from a grape, or it can mean alcoholic wine. And the context would need to determine. And combined with Habakkuk 2:15, this would suggest that the wine here made was not alcoholic at all, or Jesus would have been committing sin. Now, are there reasons why a Christian should not drink? Yes, there are plenty of reasons. Let us offer today just a few of those for one to consider. First, a person should not drink because it distorts his perception of reality. It gives him a distorted view of life, a distorted view of events that are happening. He cannot think clearly when he drinks. Listen to Isaiah 28 and verse 7. Isaiah said, "But they also have erred through wine, and through intoxicating drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicating drink." Notice this. "They err in vision. They stumble in judgment." And so here's an example of people who, because of intoxicating drink, because they gave in to wine and its consumption, they were not able to think clearly. Proverbs 23 and verse 33 says, "Your eyes will see strange things. Your mouth will utter perverse things." There's a perfect example of the person whose perception of what's real has been distorted through alcohol. Can't see clearly, kind of in a fuzz, and doesn't know what's right or not. Who wants to live that kind of life? A Christian sure shouldn't. A Christian should not also drink because it weakens one's moral awareness. The good morals that we ought to have, the upright standards which we live by, alcohol weakens those with every drink you take. How do we know this? Think about a couple of examples in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 9, Noah had been on the ark. As soon as he got off the ark, we learned that he made a vineyard. He drank of the wine and he got drunk. And guess what? Noah's nakedness was uncovered by one of his sons. How sad that was for that great biblical family of the flood. That son was cursed in his family because of that. And Noah, because his moral awareness was weakened, did not know even what was going on. What a horrible problem. Think about Genesis chapter 19, the example of Lot and his two daughters. Lot and his two daughters have escaped from Sodom and Gomorrah, and they're wondering about how they're going to have any children. There aren't any men there, and so they devise this plan. Now, notice they have to devise to get their father drunk to do this plan. They say, "Let's get our father drunk, and tonight I'll go in and sleep with him, and we'll get him drunk again, and tomorrow night you go and sleep with him." And so they get him drunk. His own daughters go in and sleep with him, and they have children by their father. What's interesting is they had to get him drunk to weaken his moral awareness before he would do that. And friends, people know clearly today that alcohol weakens one's moral awareness. Women have done things, men have done things that had they been sober, they never would have done. A Christian should not use alcohol because it impairs the decision-making ability. We learn this from Leviticus chapter 10. Verses 9 through 11. God told the sons of Aaron, "Do not give in to intoxicating drink so that you can distinguish from the holy and the unholy, the clean and the unclean. Don't have anything to do with it." Why did God tell the priests that? So that they could make a right decision in worshiping and helping the people to sacrifice, to discern between what's right and what's wrong. You know, you see on machinery and factories today, "Do not operate this machinery if you've even had one drink of alcohol." Why? Because it affects your decision-making ability. You can't respond as quickly. You don't think like you ought to. A Christian ought never to be in that state of mind. I would also suggest that a Christian should not be involved in alcohol consumption because it can cause one to be physically sick. You want a graphic description of this? Listen to Isaiah 19 and verse 14. The Bible says, "The Lord has mingled a perverse spirit in her midst, and they have caused Egypt to err in all her work." Now listen to this. "As a drunk man staggers in his own vomit." Friends, that is a graphic description of what alcohol will do. It will cause one to get sick. His physical health will be impaired. Think about the people who've been affected by alcohol for long-term use. People who have psoriasis of the liver, people who get cancer, those whose brain functions don't work like they ought to. It is a proven fact that alcohol consumption is not good for one's health. But I would suggest as well that alcohol should not be used by a Christian because it disqualifies a person for civil and religious service in the Scripture. Proverbs 31, verses 4 and 5, the proverb writer said, "Alcohol is not for kings to use." It's not good for a king to use that. He's a man who needs to be above the standards, one who has to make tough decisions. and thus it disqualified one for civil service. It also disqualifies one for religious service. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, and Titus 1, verses 7 through 8, elders are not to be given to wine. They're not to have anything to do with it. Don't even associate with it. Why? Because their religious service is such that they need to be above the standards of the world. And thus, religious and civil service can be disqualified if one uses alcohol. But then I would suggest this to you. Alcohol usage is something that a Christian should not get involved in because it can ruin your example in the world. Think about how you're to look to the world. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, that we're to be an example to the believers. There's no doubt about that. We sure wouldn't want to offend a Christian. But Matthew 5, and verse 16 says, we're to be a shining light to the world. Jesus said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. I'm to be an example. Now think about this. If I'm down at the local liquor store buying a case of beer, what kind of example have I been to that person who worked there? What kind of example have I been to the people who came in that store? What kind of example have I been to the people who might have seen me going out of that establishment? Friend, you cannot be a good example to the world and be associated with things that are worldly by their very nature.